welcome you to our Sunday evening meeting and our Sunday evening broadcast. This is the third week of our annual testimony month. We have been greatly blessed already as Pastor Lyle and Mr. Andrew Foster have testified for us in the previous two Sabbath evenings. I want to encourage you to listen to those testimonies and to share them as widely as possible. We've had very good feedback. They've been very well received, and we're greatly encouraged by how the Lord has been using them. Remember that next Sunday evening, Miss Margaret Russell from our Tandragee Church will testify. Remember that Miss Russell has been greatly used as a former missionary to the land of Kenya. Tonight, the testimony will be given by the Reverend Alan Smiley. Mr. Smiley is one of the most senior and most respected ministers of our denomination. He is a former deputy moderator of the Free Presbyterian Church, and he's also the chairman of the college's academic committee, so he's quite a heavy workload in that role also. He's currently the minister in the Ballygown congregation. He's a very good friend and a great encourager. We thank him for all his friendship and support in the work of the gospel, and he's going to come just now and give his testimony for us.
Glad to be able to join with you tonight and to share a personal word of testimony to the saving and keeping power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was delighted to be able to do this, and thank Reverend McMillan for inviting me to do it. I trust the Lord will bless us as we meet together around his word tonight. Returning to 2 Timothy chapter 3 for our Bible reading, just some words there toward the end of the chapter. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 14. And the word of God says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Amen. And we know that God will bless his own precious word to our hearts this evening. Just that verse there in verse 15 of 2 Timothy 3, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." 52 years a Christian. It's a long time, isn't it? I was born in County Fermanagh, the townland of Cleena, Newton Butler, County Fermanagh, to be precise. A few hundred yards from the border with County Cavan, the youngest of five. There were seven altogether if all had lived. Three boys and two, three girls and two boys, I should say, survived. I was the only one to be born in County Fermanagh as my mother and father moved back to the farm at Cleena after the death of my grandparents. And I had the greatest of all privileges, being born into a Christian home and being brought up in that environment. And from my earliest recollection, I was taught the things of God and shown the way of salvation. I was sent to church and Sunday school in a little place called Ballyhoe Bridge, the Presbyterian church there, a few miles from our home. And oftentimes I used to walk along the old disused railway line and walk the several miles to the Sunday school. Sometimes my brother would take me on the bar of his bicycle. Health and safety wasn't so good in those days, and he would take me on the bar of the bicycle
to Sunday school. And of course, I was also brought to gospel missions that were held in the area. I well remember having heard the gospel at those various gospel missions. But I don't ever remember of hearing the gospel, certainly not clearly preached, in the church where we attended. My father took ill with his heart in his late 40s and had to give up the farming. And we moved to Belfast when I was aged 9. So my early years were spent in the country on the farm, attending Newton Butler Primary School. And then when we moved to Belfast, we moved to the Ravenhill Road, number 153 Ravenhill Road. And my mother and father ran a boarding house to make a living. I then went to Rosetta Primary School and then eventually to Park Praed Secondary School. But again, I was brought under the sound of the gospel. We attended Ravenhill Presbyterian Church. We sat under the preaching and the ministry of Dr. Fitch, a faithful preacher of the gospel. And it was especially in the Sunday school that I was greatly impressed with a Sunday school teacher, Mr. Beatty, who with tears streaming down his face, he pleaded with a class of boys, of which I was one, to come to Christ. And mind you, we were hard to deal with. We were always messing about and making it difficult. But that man of God, I can still see his face, his concern, his sincerity as he presented the gospel of Christ. I moved on in the Sunday school, and a man called Harry McKinney again taught me the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was taught the Word of God, the Child's Catechism, and the Shorter Catechism too. But I was not seen. My dad in those days used to bring me to hear Dr. Paisley preach. And with what power did he preach? In the old Ravenhill Church, the corner of Glentoran Street, and in the Ulster Hall in Bedford Street. I remember we used to walk down the Ormer Road on a Sunday evening to Bedford Street, to those meetings, and then walk home again. But I still wasn't seeing. You see, I wasn't born a Christian. But I was born again on the 15th of January, 1969. Following attending a mission in Lisburn Christian Workers Union Hall, conducted by the Reverend Sam Workman. At my own bedside that night in that home on the Ravenhill Road, I was saved. I frequently pass that house and look up to the room where I was saved, the place where I came to know Christ as my own and personal Savior. In the years that followed in secondary school, I struggled during those early years. But there was always that grounding that I had in the things of God, in the home, with my Christian parents, among Christian friends. And you know, young person, company is so important. The right company. If you're a professing Christian, you need to get into the right company. You need to get into the company of other Christians, those who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what I began to do. I started to attend the Martyrs' Memorial following the opening of the church in 1969. And I was still in the Boys' Brigade in Ravenhill Presbyterian. But after the Boys' Brigade Bible class on a Sunday morning, I used to slip out and up the road to the Martyrs. And those were great days. I owe my Christian growth and much in my ministry to the preaching and teaching, an example of the late Dr. Ian R.K. Paisley. I separated from the Irish Presbyterian Church in the early 70s, became a member of the Martyrs Memorial Church. I became actively involved in the youth fellowship, in door-to-door work, and eventually as a teacher in the Sunday school. I remember one of the elders, Bob Gunning, he put his hand on my shoulder one day when I was at the Sunday school intending to be at the Bible class. I used to go to the senior Bible class there, and he said to me, "Alan, I'd like you to take a class. I'll give you a week to think about it." And, of course, I did think about it and pray about it, and the next Sunday, there he was again, the hand on the shoulder again. "Have you thought about it?" I said, "I have, and I will do it." And so I began to serve the Lord Jesus Christ week by week, taking that class of young boys and seeking to teach them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then the Lord began to speak in my life and began to challenge me about the call to the ministry. And that came early in 1974. We used to hold a youth rally at the start of every year, our youth fellowship, and it was in the old Ravenhill Church down there again at Kentorn Street, which at this time was the church hall. The place was well filled on that occasion, and I was sitting on the stairway. Dr. Alan Kearns, our brother, recently called to be with the Lord. He was preaching on the will of God and how we can know the will of God for our lives. And as I was sitting there on the stairs, the Lord called me into the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And so I applied to the presbytery and was accepted for training in September 1974 and commenced training the following month, in October 1974. It was known as the Class of 74. Of course, you will know many of the men who came through. Some are still actively engaged in ministry. Others have now retired from ministry. And we rejoice in those days, 1974 to 1978, the period of training. Hard as it was, the fellowship was great. The opportunities of preaching right across the land, and God was working in those times. Churches were being formed. We were preaching every Sunday, here, there, and yonder. Opportunities of presenting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, the first soul I had the joy of leading to Christ in my preaching ministry, I was preaching as a young student in Londonderry in the old building they had before they built the new building. I preached the gospel. A woman came to Christ at the end of the service. And you know, that was a seal from the Lord, that the Lord had called me to minister the word of God and to preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. During my time of study, I served as assistant in Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church for a period of time under Dr. Douglas, and then a student minister in our Dromore Church at the commencement of the work there for some 18 to 20 months. Before I was called to the church in Carrigarry, County Monaghan, in 1979. And so the Lord was leading in my life. The hand of God was upon me. And God was leading me along with others in our service for the Lord Jesus Christ. And God was blessing the Free Church right across the land as we this year celebrate 70 years of the witness of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. Those days of the 1960s, the late 60s and 70s, were times when God was moving across the land. Churches were being formed. Scores and scores of souls were being saved. And God's name was being glorified. During my period of training, I met my wife, Vivian. And we were married in June 1979 in Dunmurry Free Presbyterian Church. This year, we will celebrate 42 years of marriage. Vivian has been at my side all those years, strong, steadfast, supportive in all of the work that I've been involved in. Wherever I have been engaged in it, she has been there to stand by my side, to support me in prayer, wise and discerning, constructively critical when she needs to be, but always there for me. On her knees in prayer. I nearly lost her in 2013. It was the lowest point of my life when she was diagnosed with cancer. I remember that day when we received the diagnosis, and I was in pieces. But the Lord graciously spared her. And these years have passed, and the Lord has been good to us and kept his hand upon her for these soon be 8 years since she had her surgery and treatment. I was so privileged to have godly parents, Walter Smiley and Mary Rebecca. I remember my father's prayers for me when I was just a little lad. I could hear him pray at night as I lay in bed, and he used to pray out loud in the living room of the farmhouse there at Cleena and call upon God for my salvation. God answered his prayer for my brother, for me to be saved, my other sister to be saved. And I'm praying still for two sisters that are not saved, that they will come to Christ. And also godly in-laws and Robert and Hazel Black, great supporters, prayer warriors, faithful people of God who stood by us, supported us through thick and thin. 52 years is a long time. But you know, the Bible calls for steadfastness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." We think of God's saving power in our lives, and God saved me, delivered me. I think of the class where I was in Park Parade. Many of those fellows ended up in prison through the troubles. But I was saved, preserved from that. Only the grace of God can do that. The keeping power of God. We are kept by the power of God through all those years of schooling, through all the challenges that there were in those times, in the midst of the height of the troubles in Northern Ireland. The temptations and the trials are many. The tears and the traumas. But then the triumphs too. And we thank God for the opportunities we have had to minister God's word over the years down the south in Corrigarry for 24 years. As minister of John Knox there, in the Shankill Road. And now for over 16 years as minister here in Ballygowan. And so, as the Word of God says, having obtained the help of God, we continue on to this day. Oh, I confess my many failings. Many times when I've fainted, even fallen, but God is faithful. He has never left me. Even when I've turned away from Him, He has never failed me for a single moment. He has been always with me. And of course, the Bible reminds us of that. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a promise that is. But you know, my testimony not only relates salvation and separation and service, but my testimony relates to satisfaction. I am satisfied with my Savior. When I look at the world and all that the world offers, I look at those broken cisterns which many are drinking at, and perhaps even tonight you're drinking at those broken cisterns which can hold no water. I found out about those words, and then he got on his knees in prayer and prayed as only that man of God could pray, that God would meet with me and God would bless me and make me a preacher of the Word of God. I don't want to ever do anything else other than be a signpost in pointing souls to Christ. I'm coming towards the end of my active ministry. Soon I will reach retirement if God spares me. But I want to continue to the end of life's journey to say with John the Baptist to men and women, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And I say to you tonight, listening to this testimony, if you're not saved, I urge you now to come to Christ, to trust the Savior, to be born again of the Spirit of God. The prayers of my parents were answered for me. And you know, maybe you're praying for someone. God can still answer prayer. For that son or that daughter or that brother or that sister, that husband, that wife, that relative or that neighbor, whoever it is who's not saved, that work colleague, God can answer prayer. I was speaking to a member of my church during the week on the telephone. And she said to me, "You know, years ago, way back down the years, I went to church every Sunday, was involved in the church, highly involved in it. Although sadly, I never heard the gospel. Then I came to Ballygowan and I heard the gospel of Christ and I came to Christ, was saved. In later years, her husband was saved too. He's now in glory." But she said to me, "You know, Mr. Smiley, when I got saved, I went home and rang my aunt, a woman of God. And when she rang her and told her she'd got saved, she said, naming her by her name, 'I have prayed for you for 50 years. I have prayed for you for 50 years. Here was a woman who prayed for her niece for 50 years and God answered her prayer. And so God can answer your prayers for loved ones who are not saved. Keep on praying. I'm satisfied with my Savior. And one day I shall be eternally satisfied. The Bible says I shall be satisfied when I awake in His likeness. When we get to the other side and we're with the Savior forever, what satisfaction that will be. Will you meet me there?' Will you meet me in heaven? Oh, I pray it will be so. Paul said, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. What about you? Have you been wasting your life in the foolishness of this world? Wasting your substance like the prodigal with riotous living? Oh, that you might come to yourself as he came to himself. That you might come to your senses. That you might come home to the Father's house. Backslider, that you might return from your waywardness and wandering. Believer, invest your time and your talents for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, occupy till I come. 52 years in the Church of Christ. You know, I don't regret a single moment. It's been a blessing. What an investment in time for eternity. I say tonight, to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. May God work in your heart tonight and give you a testimony to the saving grace and power of the gospel. If we can help you, please do make contact with us or with the Reverend McMillan. Happy to point you to the Lord who can meet your need. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we pray that thou wilt bless thy word. Lord, these words of testimony. And, O God, we pray that thou wilt speak to souls who have listened. And we pray that thou wilt bring them to know Christ. And, Lord, ere another night passes, may they close with Christ as he's freely offered in the gospel. We pray in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen.